In our feature spotlight for today, the topic is adjust cost item entries. What is it and why you need it? So there is, you know, any company that has inventory and is using Business Central, whether they know it or not, they rely on a process inside of Business Central called adjust cost item entries. So what is this? Well, what it is, it's a process that runs through your inventory, all your item ledgers, and it makes sure that your inventory costs and values are properly updated and are accurate. So there are ways that you can set this process to run automatically so that you never have to manually run it, or you may set up Business Central so that it's something that has to be run on a nightly basis or maybe a weekly basis. And again, what it's doing is it's making sure that the value of your inventory and your cost of goods sold and right are accurate, and all your cost layers have been updated appropriately. So, makes sense, Michael?
It does make sense.
Okay. So that's what it is. And by the way, we have prepared a document that talks through all of this, mm-hmm. and we'll make it available on our show notes. We've previously posted this on our blog site. So we know what it is. But why do I need it? Well, let's walk through an example that explains this will clearly show you why this is something that has to run in order to make sure that your inventory is accurate. Okay? Yeah. So let's say that we're a distribution company, and we're buying some items that we're going to put into our warehouse, and then we're hoping to get some customer orders for these items, right? Uh-huh. And so the first time we do FIFO costing here. So whether it could be average, it could be LIFO, it could be FIFO, right? Or even lot specific or serial specific. But in this case, we'll talk about a FIFO example here to follow our document. And so what happens is we create a purchase order from a vendor, and we order some of these items. Let's call them widgets for today. Or should we call them cases of beer?
Let's do cases of beer.
Cases of beer. So we're going to buy some cases of craft beer, and we're going to place an order with a vendor, and we're going to pay $20 per case. So this is some good stuff.
All right.
Okay. And then, so we put all this beer in our warehouse, and it's sitting there. We've got 100 cases sitting there at $20 a case, right? And then we create another purchase order. We're going to order some more because we anticipate it's getting to be summer. We're going to really start selling this like hotcakes. So we're going to order some more, but the price now has gone up to $30 a case.
Oof.
Right. I know. It's just breaks my heart when the price of beer goes up. So now we're going to buy another 100 cases at $30 a case. So what happens now is if you were to go look at your item record, there's a field called unit cost. And the unit cost on that item card would now say $25, right? Because I paid about $100 at $20 and I bought $100 at $30. So, right, that makes sense. So all it knows, I've got 200 cases now at an average unit cost of $25 per case. Now I get my first sales order for some of this beer. And a customer orders one case of beer. So I create my sales order, and there's a field on my sales order called unit cost. Well, at this point, all Business Central knows is that my current cost on average is $25, because I don't know exactly when I'm going to ship this to them, I don't know which items I'm going to, is it, are we going to sell them some of the $20 ones or some of the $30 ones? Right. I really don't know because I haven't segregated them. I've just put them on a pallet in the warehouse. So they're all sitting there. So the best guess it has is $25. So that's my original cost on my sales order. Well, next what happens is we ship and we invoice the customer for that case of beer. Now, at this point, the system is going to post an entry into my general ledger reflecting a cost of goods sold of $25 because that was the best guess of the cost at the time I, right, posted that invoice. Mm-hmm. But now the adjust cost process runs. That's this process we're talking about. And it looks at my cost layers and it says, wait a minute, you actually just sold them because you're FIFO. You first in, first out. You sold them a case at $20. So we're going to actually build an adjusting entry to show so that our cost to reflect the fact that our cost of goods sold is only $20 and that we only depleted inventory by $20.
Nice.
Right? And so that, and then if you were to go look at the posted sales invoice, now you will see in the statistics page, for example, that the adjusted cost on that sales invoice was $20, not the original $25.
Nice.
So if that makes sense, you know, you see how in an everyday scenario, this adjust cost process is required in order to ensure that your inventory values and your cost of goods sold are tracked accurately inside the system. And if I could take, yep, go ahead.
I was going to say, think of the time saved alone with having to, you know, get to go back and change it. God.
Right. And, this has been, and then, I think most people kind of go, okay, that's great, Ken. I would kind of assume most systems would do that, right? You're saying it's FIFO costing, and I say, yeah, it's great. But let me tell you what is a differentiator between Business Central and other systems. Okay. So let's take this scenario one step further. Let's say that in this scenario, I had only received those two purchase orders with the 100 cases of inventory each, right? And I thought I was going to pay $20, and I thought I was going to pay $30, and I've already shipped that one case, right?
Right.
And it adjusted my cost to $20. But guess what? Now, it's a week later, and now it's May. It's not even April anymore. I've closed April. But I receive an invoice from the brewery who sold me those 100 cases of beer. Mm-hmm. And they didn't charge me $20, but they charged me $18. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call them up and tell them that they undercharged me, right? No.
Maybe.
No, I don't think that's what happens. I think what happens is the payables person who does a get receipt lines to invoice that order, they change the cost that comes in from $20 down to $18, and then they post that payable invoice so that they can pay the brewery $18 a case, right, for those 100 cases.
Yep.
That all makes sense. But now the adjust cost process runs again. And what it does is it says, okay, you have 99 cases of that left in inventory. Let's go adjust your inventory value down again from $20 down to $18 a case. And you go, okay, that's great. But it does one last thing, and this is the huge differentiator, is that it then goes and it looks to see if you've already sold some of those. And it finds that you did. You sold one case to a customer, and it recorded an adjusted cost of $20. It finds that sale, and it adjusts the cost on that invoice in that sale down from $20 now down to $18.
Wow. Pretty nice. Very nice.
Right. So at the end of the month, right, we're going to do our best job to reflect our cost of goods sold based on those expected costs from the PO. But ultimately, at the end of the day, even if you get those invoices after you've shipped and invoiced those items to customers, and even if it's after the end of the month, the system will still go adjust your inventory and your cost of goods sold. And what that means is that whenever you run your inventory profitability or customer profitability reports in Business Central, those numbers that you're looking at are 100% accurate, regardless of the timing of those transactions that have occurred.
Wow. That's nice. That's real nice. It's a huge differentiator too.
Yep. So I hope that helps explain for people what this adjust cost process is, what it is, and more importantly, why I believe every customer needs it.